Good morning. Today's talk is Being Strong in the Lord. We want to learn and practice how we are a pillar of strength. We stand strong and grow mightily in our true expression of life. Strength is often associated with our back. When we're talking about a person who has moral strength of character, we say they have backbone. Charles Fillmore felt that our power of strength is centered in our lower back. Dr. Robert Knapp, who has researched Mr. Fillmore's teachings and has worked with the 12 powers as a medical doctor since 1974, agrees and further extends our strength location in the body to the whole spine. He compares our spine to a tree trunk, strong enough to weather storms and flexible enough to bend with it but not break. A tree often bears fruit and puts forth seeds to multiply itself just as we do. The Bible describes us as a tree of life in Revelation 22, verse 2. The comparison of us to a tree is a rich and meaningful analogy, maybe because our life is so connected to the life of trees. The tree takes in carbon dioxide and gives out oxygen. We breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. We live in houses and have furniture made from trees. And now we realize that our air, medicines, and whole future may depend on what we do to the rainforest. So let's picture ourselves today as a tree and do a meditation that will help us know that we are strong in the Lord. There's a well-known projective psychological testing instrument where you draw a tree. The picture is then analyzed for personality tendencies and disorders. Some may draw their tree without roots or bare or with a thin trunk. All of these relate to personality traits. The psychologists using this instrument may be looking for problems. Abraham Maslow declared that psychology has often centered on sickness rather than health. He said we need to turn our attention more to what health is and how we can express the greater potentials we all have for health and peak experiences. So, you have been given a whole, healthy tree that represents your life. Pull that picture out now. Meditate on your life as being like this tree and let come to you how you understand yourself as being like this growing tree. So just close your eyes. Imagine yourself as a tree. Then ask yourself, first, what is the center of my life? Write this on the trunk of the tree. Second, write on the roots what I feel my life is rooted to and grounded in. What is my taproot? Three, write on the branches what I feel are the main branches or most important people and areas of my life. Four, write on the leaves what I desire to see blossom or leaf out in my life. And five, how do I want to connect with people to strengthen my relationships, support system? Redwoods are able to grow so high because they intertwine their roots together in support. Just consider for a moment how you can make a tree that is your life and grow and prosper, remembering that you are not in this alone. Each of us here are intertwined with your roots, and there is a higher power who is also invested in your growth. So, as you look at the tree that you've created, know that a tree signifies the connecting link between earth and heaven, between body and mind, formless and the form. It says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Every tree that is pleasant to the sight pertains to the perceptive facility or faculty of mind. It's always pleasant to perceive truth. The substance of spiritual thought is the food that is good. The tree of life also, in the midst of the garden, represents the absolute life principle established in man consciousness by divine mind. The generative center in the loins of man is the point at which the physical man contacts life. But when the consciousness has been redeemed and man has placed himself in the garden through the I Am, Jehovah God, he contacts the tree of life at the solar plexus region or heart center, and from this center exercises authority and dominion over the whole current of life in the organism. The tree's roots, in the highest sense, signifies the fact that the root, the beginning, or foundation of all understanding, of all expression and manifestation, is spirit. When we begin to awaken to the truth that we are sons of God, branches of the one true vine, when we take the attitude of worship, of watching, of centering the mind's eye on the Christ truth, and rest in that consciousness, we are receptive to the inspiration of spirit. It says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, "Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper." So let's end with a meditation. Meditation is communing with the source of all life. Through meditation, we can leave this outer world and go into the joyous reality of life. This world will wait for you to return to it, and you will be better able to cope with it when you return. The time you spend in meditation is the most valuable time you will ever spend. It is never wasted. Don't go into the meditation expecting anything. If something happens, fine. If nothing happens, fine. You may have a vision, receive a message, or nothing. Whatever happens, it is okay. Meditation is not something you do. Let meditation happen to you. Meditation is drinking deep from the well of the spirit. The joy of meditation is in the bliss of experiencing union with the One. In the Bible it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Today we're going to do a Jack Addington meditation. Now close your eyes. Shut the world of effects out. Jesus called this going into the closet and shutting the door. If your mind wanders, do not be harsh with yourself, but patiently bring it back by repeating silently, "Be still and know." Claim for yourself, "I am relaxed. Every muscle, every cell, every atom of my body is relaxed. I am letting go and letting God direct and maintain my life and affairs. I am resting on the everlasting arms. I am taking dominion and giving the following orders to my body. My toes are relaxed. Flex your toes, tense them, turn them upward toward the head, and then consciously release and relax them. My toes are relaxed. My toes are relaxed. My ankles are relaxed. Tense your ankles and then consciously relax them. My ankles are relaxed. My ankles are relaxed. My calves are relaxed. Tense your calves and then consciously relax them. My calves are relaxed. My calves are relaxed. My knees are relaxed. Tense your knees and then consciously relax them. My knees are relaxed. My knees are relaxed. My thighs are relaxed. Tense your thighs and then consciously relax them. My thighs are relaxed. My thighs are relaxed. My hips are relaxed. Tense your hips and then consciously relax them. My hips are relaxed. My hips are relaxed. My fingers are relaxed. Tense your fingers and then consciously relax them. My fingers are relaxed. My fingers are relaxed. My hands are relaxed. Tense the hands and then consciously relax them. My hands are relaxed. My hands are relaxed. My arms are relaxed. Tense your arms and then consciously relax them. My arms are relaxed. My arms are relaxed. My diaphragm is relaxed. Tense your diaphragm, then consciously relax it. My diaphragm is relaxed. My diaphragm is relaxed. Now I am letting my shoulders relax, letting go of any burden I have been carrying. I am relaxing my neck muscles. Tense them and relax them. I am relaxed. My scalp is relaxed. My head is relaxed. My brain is relaxed. My mind is relaxed. My eyes are relaxed. My face is relaxed. Let your expression just go limp. My whole body is relaxed. Now in this relaxed state, I surrender myself to the perfect power within me. I realize that all of life continues without my doing anything about it. I am letting go and letting God. I will be still and know the Spirit of God within me. I am still and know that I am of God and God lives in me. I am still. I am centered in perfect peace. I am still. I know that the I am of God within me lives my life. The I am of God within me lights my path, directs my way, and accomplishes all that is given to me to do. I know the wonder of God lives through me. I rejoice in the knowing that of myself I can do nothing. The Father within me doeth the work. I let go and let the I am of God live through me in its perfect way. I know the joy of God is my joy. The life of God is my life. The love of God is my love. All that God is, I am. I love the life of God within me. God is the only power and the only presence. I am a divine, perfect spiritual being, forever one with my source. I love the life of God within me. I love the life of God within me. I love the life of God around me. I love the life of God in everyone. I love the life of God everywhere present. I love the life of God within me. I am one with the life of God. All of life loves me. I am immersed in God's love. I melt into the oneness of life. Not only do I hear your message, God, but I am now beginning to see your truth. It is within that the kingdom is gained and won. It is within that I find your peace that passes all understanding. It is within that the wonders and the glory of your perfect love are found, not withdrawn from the world, but at the very center of life. I thank thee, Father, for revealing thyself, even a glimpse of thyself to me. Now, when you're ready, bring yourself back to this room and open your eyes. And we are done.